money.
Let's talk money.
I don't have your money.
I know I'd be a lot happier with some extra cash.
Is this about money?
Obviously, this is all about money.
Oh, man, we got bills to pay, buddy.
With practical tips and a focus on scripture, let's talk money. With Dave and Reb. From More Than Enough. Real conversations about money for real people. Let's talk money.
Are you ready to talk money, Reb?
I'm ready to talk money.
Reb keeps telling me that I should not say that at the beginning of the show, but I really like it, so I like to get. I've never said that. Yes, you have. But
okay.
That's okay.
I have not said that in the last year.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. I'm a little feisty.
Yes, Reb is feisty this morning. We're in the studio, just Reb and I this morning, which is good fun. So welcome to the show. This is the show where we talk about the hard issues of money, and it is okay to get a little feisty when
we talk about money. So.
Yeah.
That's an interesting statement. Yes.
So this show today, More Than Enough. Thank you, Reb, for sponsoring
today's show.
More Than Enough is a financial coaching company. We also do mortgages and taxes here in the Ottawa area. Of course, all across Canada, we have this wonderful thing called technology, which allows us to whether you're in the coaching, that can be done across Canada. Whether you're need a mortgage, we can do that across Canada. Taxes are a little more specific to province to province, but the reality here in Ontario is if you're in Ontario, we can help you with the taxes as well. So coaching and, you know, a big part of the coaching, what we want to talk about today is this idea that living in the truth, we talk about, there's a whole bunch of ways that we've talked about this. The idea that when we're dealing with money, there's a kind of a black and white to it. But not really, is there, right?
No, if you seeing my face on YouTube, it's a little quizzical.
Yes.
It's not black and white.
Yes.
I mean, the numbers are black and white.
The numbers are black and white.
And but, you're either in debt or you're not in debt. You have a mortgage or you don't have a mortgage. But we're going way faster into this topic than I anticipated. So you need to read the Proverbs 18 first.
Oh, you want me to read Proverbs 18? Okay. Well,
Don't you think we should go there before we hit the topic?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Proverbs 18, starting at verse 19 says, whoever, and this is the English Standard Version, by the way, so it's a little bit different from maybe what you've heard it before. So Proverbs 18 and verse 1, sorry, whoever isolates himself seeks his own desire. He breaks out against all sound judgment. A fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his opinion. And there's more to that, but that's where we're going to stop.
Wow. That last one. What was that? A fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his own opinion. Ooh. What is that? Verse 3? Yeah, I don't know. New King James Version in my Bible here this morning says it very differently, but I'll stick with the...
Why are you picking those this morning? Well, we're talking about, you know, and as I said before, you know, money's a little bit of black and white. So I have the opportunity, the honor, the privilege to look at people's finances, and that is a private place. It's, you know, we often don't, you know, and we don't have to. We often don't broadcast all of our financial details and the dollars and cents on every line item. But as a coach, that is actually one of the places that we enter in with you. And it truly is a privilege. It's an honor. It's a responsibility that all of our coaches take very seriously because we know how private this is. A space. And yet we also know that coming from the outside, your numbers and what we see in the numbers tells a story. But recognizing, and as you said with your face earlier on, that story, what we see in the numbers doesn't always reflect what is actually happening in reality. And so, you know, today we're talking about the story around numbers. And
so it's interesting because there is a lot of places. Dave and I have had like discussion already today about where we want to go today, because we want to talk about the story our money tells us, but we also want to talk about this word disillusionment. Right. And I was just looking at that top verse here. You read it off your phone. Whoever isolates himself seeks his own desire. He breaks out against all sound judgment. There's a lot in those verses. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't want to be isolated in our thinking. We want to be in community. But the very things we've experienced in our society lately and still through social media is being isolated with the wisdom of social media speaking to us, right?
Yeah, and isolation, you know, can also mean we have an idea of what it is supposed to look like, and we're not open to any other ideas. We're not open to so in a sense, we're isolating ourselves within an idea. It's not just being alone in a room, you know.
No. So I guess that leads to, I was really just reading, I don't know where I was reading, and the word disillusionment, this idea of being disillusioned, like what's here, what remains, where am I really at, what do I think about where I'm at? And we just went and googled some definitions of disillusionment, and the very basic, how do you feel when you're disillusioned, is you're just disappointed, you're bummed out because you no longer believe in something that you thought was going to happen or should happen. You find that you did experience and get what you achieved and worked towards, but then you're disillusioned with
the result
because it's not what you thought it would be. It doesn't give you what you thought it would. The interesting part of defining disillusionment, though, is Dave said to me, well, that's kind of a negative word. And it is, because you experience negative things. But the one thought that I also read was, it sounds bad, but disillusionment can free us from limited thinking or beliefs or ideas we had that we thought would bring us to a certain place in our life, and it's just not happening. And why are we talking about this on a money show? Because this is a big heart issue. Like, how many of you, like right now, as you're listening, are you disillusioned about, think about it, is there some things that you're just thought you would be? You're 50 years old and you thought you'd be at a certain place and you're not. You thought you'd be in a marriage that was still going really well and you're not. You thought you would have children, but you don't have any children. Mm. You thought that you would have a big nest egg saved up by the age of 65, but you've been helping your family and kids, or you suffered a divorce or loss and you're not where you thought you'd be.
Life didn't turn out the way you had hoped
at some point. I'm just thinking of the lady, what's her name, Pat? I always name her wrong, but the woman who started that Women Living Together network.
I believe her name was Fat.
Yeah. And we interviewed her a year ago, and it was so great. Lots of you loved that show. She was on a trip with her husband, and he suddenly passed away. I think they were circumnavigating part of the world, and she lost the income of her husband. And all of a sudden, she had way less than she thought she would. Her life had turned in a certain direction. And I'm sure there was a certain disappointment, grief, mourning, right? Because we grieve and we mourn when the disillusionment sets in sometimes. Mm. But what happened to her was it put her on a trajectory of, I need to face my life and figure out a way forward. So this is a super interesting topic. And just asking, so Dave, are you disillusioned with anything in your life?
Do I have to answer that?
We try and be honest with each other, and you don't have to give nitty gritty details.
You know, you're springing that on me.
That wasn't fair.
There is no, nothing that jumps right to mind that says, oh my goodness, I can honestly say, if I was to talk to my, you know, 25-year-old self looking forward, I would go, man, like where we've ended up as a couple, where we've ended up in our careers, where we've ended up even in our family, you know, I couldn't have imagined where we ended up. I don't know if that's disillusionment.
And I don't think right now we're in disillusionment other than we're like every other entrepreneur and we have ebbs and flows and fluxes right. with our income. And I do think sometimes we wish that, you know, we could be in a different place in this season, maybe. I don't know.
Well, I heard an interview with the CEO of the Barna Group, which is the U.S. Yeah. They're a massive researching and statistics and all of that, specifically to the Christian community in a lot of ways. And he talked about this idea that, you know, in the work they do, they really are digging to present the reality. That's what the statistics and all of these studies do, is to say we're trying to present the reality. And then how you digest that information in your own context then. And I think I was listening to it and I thought, in relation to disillusionment, and it's a little bit like our money, you know, when I see somebody's line item spending plan, that's the reality. That's in a sense where we're working towards, where we're making the money behave, we're doing all these things. And the goal, right, we want to take a lot of that, I'll say, illusion out of it. But sometimes we get to the end of that and we go, well, I ended up in a place where I didn't want to be. I didn't, you know, and well, it speaks to your, you know, my marriage broke down, my spouse died, we got into a car accident. Like there's so many things and you go, oh, I just want to give up and go shopping.
Well, yes. I mean, there's just to finish our story, I would say there are moments when you left the family business and we were absolutely without an income. There's a certain disillusionment that sets in. Like we didn't plan that. We didn't, but here's the thing. Like, according to what I read, we're freed from false beliefs or illusions that way of life was going to be the life that was going to bring us happiness. And I use that in air quotes. When God informs our story, so we're going to talk just a bit about like the story. What is, you know, disillusioned maybe with where we think our finances are at. We're going to talk about that in a minute, but I think we have to address being disillusioned. I think we need to grieve and mourn. We need to bring it to the Lord. Like I'm using these we needs. I need to do that. There's pockets and seasons where it's not what we expected, right? You're not expecting to, when you're pregnant, to give birth and then have a child who's suffering from an illness. And that changes your narrative. That changes the direction of your life if it's a long-term disability. Like those things we don't plan for. We get a little disillusioned that the world is telling us. So here's the disillusionment. Where are we getting the message? Where are we getting the message? The disillusionment comes because we have a certain expectation of our life and it's not coming to that.
I was just going to say, so the Christian North American illusion is that I get to know Jesus and everything gets better. My bank account gets better. My family gets better. My marriage gets better. And to be honest, and we're going to be real a little bit here, you know, that is the North American Christian illusion. If we look in other parts of the world, when they receive Christ, it gets harder. Often they get kicked out of their community. They may lose their job. Like these things happen in kind of other parts of the world. Now, we are in North America. We're sitting here. We have lots of that. But you just said, and I 100% agree, where we get, like, are we living in an illusion? And then all of a sudden something happens. And that's, you know, to this word disillusionment that we've been just kind of doing, saying, and then it falls apart and it breaks down and we're going, how do we respond?
And what if we like the story that we think our money's telling us, or the story we think the economy in North America is telling us, and rightfully so, there are some black and white things, mm-hmm. right, that mm-hmm. that have been happening. But if we open our heart and our mind and our and we go out of the isolation where we seek our own desire, and mm-hmm. we open ourselves up to the idea that Christ can inform our narrative, and yes. it's Christ's narrative. It's and in some circles we call that the biblical worldview. But even understanding that, what you just said, I grew up with a certain idea about what Christianity was going to look like in my life, and there's all kinds of pockets of interpretation for all kinds of things, from prosperity, abundance, what it looks like.
We've talked about this in other shows, or, you know, around privilege, and
right.
Again, I did nothing to be born here in North America to an immigrant parent who had landed in Canada, to, you know, where my dad was healthy and could get a job. And, you know, I grew up in a middle class, you know, we went to church
twice a week. Two parents that worked.
Both parents, they loved each other. I mean, I grew up in that narrative and going, of course, that's what I grew up in.
But
I didn't grow up in, you know, third world or a country where Christ is, you know, if you declare the name of Christ or go to church, you could possibly be killed. Like, I didn't grow up in that, right?
No. I'm just thinking about how we have called them intersections. We get to an intersection in life, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden the path diverges, and we're, you go through the disillusion, grieving, mourning stage, and then you're realizing, what narrative have I been believing? What's the story that God wants to write in my life and in my financial journey? Like, I didn't really, anyone who listens to us, it wasn't my choice to be in a financial coaching business / ministry. Like, I'll do other things, but don't ask me to do money. And this is where we are. And if I cling to the old idea, I could never move forward. Mm. I would never have entered a different narrative. If the woman we interviewed had lost her husband and stayed in that place and never thought, well, there's a bunch of women that need to live together, like, did she decide, oh, I'm going to have a charitable number, we're going to have a network? It just started out of her own need. Mm-hmm. And sometimes with Christ, when we get to crisis points, we can let the Lord in to help us walk it out, to start hearing. Now, he doesn't always tell us the whole narrative right at the beginning, but he starts to speak to us.
He very rarely tells us. I mean, I don't know about you.
I think in 2007, if he would have told us, like, today we'd be here, like you already said, I would have like, you're asking me to sign that contract. I don't know if I'm willing to sign that contract. But when he says, can you trust me for this next step? Can you trust me that Dave is learning how to be a financial coach? Can you trust me with your provision? Okay, I can do that in this season. Yeah, it's not what I thought it would look like, but I'm going to trust you. And then there's all kinds of joy and experience and adventure and hard things all at once. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Anyway, but that's the whole disillusionment. And as you guys know, we talk about things and we're not always giving you answers.
Well, and I guess there's a couple things that we want to encourage, you know, number one is that, you know, there really are two stories when we talk about money. There's the story, the black and white story that's on paper, that's your spending plan that you may or may not be really focused on. So, you know, you may say, hey, I don't like looking at the bank account, and I don't like doing the numbers, and I don't like following a spending plan, and I don't like doing all that. Well, that information is going to tell a story. And then there's the story that is, in a sense, out there, and I'll say impacting our heart, right? There's the heart story that we go, okay, you know, I'm just thinking about our son Justice, who came to us this morning and said, you know, I've saved all this money for school, and I'm looking at it going, you know what, when I'm done my school, all that money is going to be gone. And I'm like, yes, because you saved it first and you're not going to graduate with debt, and that's the goal. And he's looking at it going, Yeah, but it makes me sad to see all that money going out. Like, you know, he and we didn't get into too much of the emotion of it this morning. But, you know, I said, and my comment was, is yes, other people will go into school with nothing and come out with that amount of debt. And just in briefly thinking about that as we were going, I thought, well, that's a, here I'm giving this bad narrative, like kind of saying, oh, you're doing it the right way. Mm. And all of a sudden I got to check myself and I got to say, well, wait a minute. My goal is that he goes through school and doesn't come out with any debt. That's my goal. That's what I'm kind of projecting on him, because I know the burden of debt. And again, debt is mm-hmm. not a sin. It's a burden. And so if you have debt or you've had school debt, you didn't do it wrong. I want to say that out loud. But I look at that and I go, oh, here I've just pushed this
narrative,
or even if I want to use the word illusion, onto him that, okay, so, you know, going through school and not having any debt is the better way to go. And I had to check myself this
morning.
But
isn't it the best? I mean, we're sidebarring there, but it is a good way to go. It is a good way to go.
It is a good way to go. I don't want him to be burdened with debt. Right. I don't want him to pay extra interest for things that he didn't earn. Like, that all is me.
But in communicating that narrative, you're saying that you don't want to pass judgment on others who have a load of debt.
Well, and I also, I also don't want to feed justice this narrative that will let him do that, right? And say, okay, look at me. I've got all my schooling.
Right. And this that is, he's better than other people because he has been positioned to live with us for 2 years to earn money and income and not pay rent and he has had the privilege. It's
a different story.
It's a different story. Whereas others don't have that story and mm-hmm. it's a harder road. Yeah, I can appreciate that. I just wanted clarity because it is good not to have the burden of debt going in or out of situations. And this is why we exist. Mm-hmm. But we also are trying to, you're right, look at the storyline. So one of the things that you do when you coach, and you've told me this for years, is that the money, so we're not talking about money stories of where you come from. We also talk about that. Where do you come from financially? We're actually talking about looking at your dollars mm-hmm. and the black and white, and they tell us a story. And sometimes when you look at those numbers, as you just described with Justice, he was like, oh man, this is going to be gone in 4 years. And that all of a sudden became a hard thing. Mm. But then you look at it and say, oh, well, actually, well, you have it and you're not going to carry the burden. And isn't that a good thing? That's basically the question you raised, because you gave a different perspective. And when we look at our dollars, our black and white, mm-hmm. and we keep ourselves isolated and looking at the numbers, we sometimes don't get the bigger perspective and story. And one thing you have learned as a coach, and I believe you're gifted in it, you can look at someone's numbers and they tell you a story mm-hmm. about maybe some hard things they're in without even having to ask a question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
I think that's beautiful.
And I would say you're absolutely right in a bit the gifting part, and because that's not something that, like, I've just seen so many numbers that they do. It just tells me a story. I just look at it and I see a picture.
So when you get that picture though, how do you, like, sometimes a client will look and they see a certain picture, but when you see it, you might be seeing telling a different story. Often. And so is it dangerous for us, like, in this whole idea of disillusionment and like, oh man, this is really terrible. And then we hear the story sometimes, it's like, oh, it's not as bad as I thought it was. I'm so glad I came and talked to Dave or one of the coaches, because I'm actually, we can get on track with this.
Right. And I think, you know, I think the question you're asking is what do I do when I see a picture and I'm hearing another picture from the story. And that is what we do in terms of coaching, where we say, okay, so, you know, money is just a tool to help create the life, in a sense, your story, the life that you want to live, the life that God's created you. It's a tool that he gives us to use for his purposes. We say that in all kinds of ways. recognizing that it's a tool. And so, you know, I think the best metaphor that I can use in that is if you tell me that you want to dig up the sidewalk, I say you need a shovel. And when I look at your money story, if what I see is a hammer, then we have to navigate that together to say, this is the job you're trying to do,
right?
That requires a shovel, and you're trying to do it with a hammer. And so my job as a coach is to say, let's go find a shovel. And sometimes I have to convince you to put down the hammer, you know, like in a sense. And that's probably as best a metaphor as I can give, that the money story, the numbers tell me that it's a hammer. This is what the tool says. Right. And then I listen to what you say and what, you know, as a couple, if it's a couple, they say, and I'm, you know, again, I'm just in trying to bring those things together and say, okay.
So that's why it's really important if you're willing. And we had Gwen on the show last mm-hmm. week talking about the vulnerability and all of that of having someone else look at your numbers. But it goes back to that Proverbs 18 verse. Don't isolate yourself, because the story you're telling yourself, because there's a lot of places we could go with disillusionment. There's right. a lot of places we could go with how are you looking at your black and white numbers. They may be telling you something, but you may not be seeing it clearly. It may lead you to disappointment, but maybe there's more hope when having someone say, look, this is what you could do.
Well,
this
and let's use my metaphor. If you're digging a hole, doing it with a hammer, I mean, you can get it done, right? Yes, like it's more work and it's difficult and you might get more frustrated with it. And again, my role then is to say, there is a shovel, because sometimes in our isolation, right, we don't even recognize that there's a shovel. There's a different tool that we need available to us. And then we go, oh, man, this just got easier, or we just made some headway, because now I see that we can use the shovel as opposed to the hammer.
So like in that sense, you're getting a bigger perspective on what you thought your numbers were saying.
Yeah. And I think as a last comment, and again, this is probably why I like this metaphor for today is there's no judgment or shame. The hammer is a tool that can be really useful for what a hammer is useful for. And the shovel is a tool that what a shovel. Mm. And so there's no shame. The challenge is sometimes we just get so isolated that we won't even consider that there is a shovel. Wow. And then that opens it up. So that's part of our role. And we've only got a minute left, so why don't you pray?
Oh, man, there's so much in here, Lord, about where our hearts, how we're reading stories, how we're letting the world around us inform us, the disillusionment and grief we carry. And yet to be in community and have someone else take a look, the actual black and white numbers, we think our numbers are telling us a story, but there's more going on. And Lord, thank you for the people you've put in our lives that can help inform and bring us hope and freedom and life. Thank you, Jesus, for this time. Amen.
And if you've got more questions or comments, please reach out to us on whatever social media, iTunes, the YouTube channel, and of course, morethanenough.ca or info@morethanenough.ca. Either of those, get to us, and join us next week when we talk money.
Let's Talk Money is a division of More Than Enough Financial Fitness, where God is transforming hearts and bringing hope for today and freedom for tomorrow. For more information or to comment on today's show, please visit morethanenough.ca.